Part 5. Reign of Regent Matwick, years 8 to 11. Chapter 37. Winton. Willem, who was the only one still downstairs, crossed the room to answer the quiet knock on the cabin's door. Rayner, the peacekeeper from the ward south of Winton, stood in the nighttime air.
Ah, good to see you, Willem. And you, Rayner, what brings you up here? Won't you come in, take a weight off and have something to eat?
Thank you, Willem, but I'm in a hurry. I just wanted to pass some news. There's some strangers heading north. They've got a large wagon and they take all the byroads so that they don't go straight, but this way and that.
Are they selling something?
No. My people got pretty suspicious of them. Don't have nothing to sell, don't want to talk to nobody, just driving queer-like. Foreigners, I'm fairly certain, and my people didn't trust them.
Do you know what's in the wagon?
Nah. But one farmer offered it must be livestock because it has air holes in it.
Did you question them?
I never caught up with them. Though I saw them once, far off in the distance. One of them is very tall.
Huh.
Well, first light, I'll ride out and have a look.
Thought you'd want to know.
Give my greetings to Mrs. Stahlia and tell her next time I'll stop for a proper visit. How old is your babe now?
He's 3 and a handful. Safe home, Rayner. Thanks for the warning.
Willem latched the door, banked the cook fire, and climbed the stairs to his bedroom with a candle. Stahlia sat up in bed.
Who was it? Trouble?
She asked.
I thought I heard Rayner's voice.
You did? You came to tell me about some travellers I need to look into.
Go to sleep. I've got to ride out early.
In the morning, Willem headed Syrup on the paths of his southeast circuit. No one he hailed reported anyone out of the ordinary until he stopped in Glinton. People there jumped over one another describing the wagon, weathered wood with no paint on it, the horses, hard-mouthed, a hired team, and the drivers, unfriendly, silent men. Willem pushed Syrup along the route the Glinton folk indicated but didn't catch sight of the wagon. The next day he tried again. Mid-morning, he crested a rise and spotted the wagon jostling straight at him on a stretch of dirt road that ran between cow pastures.
Come on, Syrup. Let's see what these men are up to that's got everyone in such a lather.
He rode leisurely down the hill with a hand up and a big smile. Two men sat grim-faced in the wagon seat. Initially, the driver looked as if he'd refused to rein in, but at the last moment, he yanked back on the leads.
Hey there, strangers.
Willem halted on the left side of the wagon.
I'm the peacekeeper in this ward, Willem of Winton, at your service.
The driver nodded, but did not doff his cap.
What can I do for you?
Tall and broad, he spoke with a foreign accent. The man next to him couldn't compare in build, but his expression radiated menace. Both wore hats pulled tight over their heads so that you couldn't see their hair, and both wore swords.
You are...
Gapist,
said the driver.
Johin,
said the man next to him.
Where are you folks from?
Willem asked, because neither had identified his home.
Not from hereabouts?
Johin spoke as if he expected to be paid for every word.
What's your business? Are you lost or something? Can I help you out?
No. We know where we're headed,
Cupist answered.
What's in the back of the wagon?
Some goods,
said the taller man. Willem broadened his smile to mitigate any offence.
I'd like to have a look, if you don't mind.
But we do mind,
said Johin, ostentatiously flexing his sword hand.
Now, hold on a moment,
said Willem, patting Syrup's neck because the gelding had started to fidget.
Why would you? I'm sorry to delay you or put you out. I shan't keep you long, nor disturb any of your merchandise. Surely you are reasonable men, you can understand. I've just got a duty to see that everything is on the up and up.
When no one replied, Willem continued, "Don't you think it's too nice a day to quarrel over such a modest request?" Cupist snorted through his nose.
"Best so, this peacekeeper, are writ."
His companion pulled a piece of vellum from a leather envelope and thrust it roughly toward Willem. Willem clucked Syrup closer so he could reach it.
"The bearers serve by commission of the Cascada Institute of National Inquiry. I expect them to be granted all courtesies. General Jürgen." "Well, this is quite a document," said Willem. "It prompts more questions than it answers. Who exactly are the bearers, and what is your commission?" "Look, you country cock, at the signature and seal," said Johan. "Himself, General Jürgen." "You don't say. Oh, how special. Of course, since I've never seen General Jürgen's signature before, this could be my father in marriages, Gerligus, or your father in marriages, for all I'd know."
"I'm not married," said Johan, humourless.
"Well, you take my meaning, I'm sure."
"Obstinate fellow,"
Johan said to Cupist.
"Won't listen to reason."
"Yeah,"
said Cupist with a big huff through his nose.
"Well, we don't want no fuss."
Slowly he passed the reins to his fellow and climbed down off the seat and paced to the back of the wagon. Willem slid off Syrup to follow him. The tall man unlocked the door with the key that hung around his neck. Willem saw an immense wire cage. Clustered all over the wire ceiling, he saw hundreds of black, rustling wings. Seeing Willem's puzzled squint, Cupist explained,
"Bats."
"Bats?
Why, pray tell, are you riding around Andravale with a wagon full of bats?"
"Orders from the Nature Commission. Bats in this ascend of Eneamon have been dying from some kind of illness. Can't have that. Your people have all sorts of problems with bugs and such. They bred these bats to resist the blights. So we're setting a breeding pair or two free all around your precious duchy."
During this longer speech, Willem could hear the man's foreign accent more clearly, but he was distracted by the bat's cage, now noticing the water trough and something set out to feed them. He also noticed that the floor was splattered with their droppings. Cupist closed and locked the door.
"Huh," said Willem, considering. "Have you cleared this project with Duke Naven?"
"Don't need to. The Cascada Commission trumps his authority."
Willem shook his head. "In Naven's duchy, courtesy demands you talk to the Duke."
"Actually,"
said Johan, coming round to join them, his hand on his sword belt,
"we're on our way right now to the duchy manor."
"The manor lies pretty far east of here," said Willem, leaving unspoken that the wagon faced west.
"Yeah, well, we're saving time by releasing a few pairs on our way,"
said Cupist with a wink, which might have been an attempt at chumminess.
"Why did this Cascada Commission hire you two? You're not weir, are you? Why not hire locals?"
Cupist shrugged.
"We took the job."
"Are you just driving through Andravale?"
"No. A few other duchies too,"
said Johan.
"But how's that business of yourn?"
If there was going to be violence, Willem knew Johan was the man who would start it.
"Look, peacekeeper,"
Cupist interrupted.
"We don't want any trouble. You got your job to do, we got our job to do. Why not just let us go on our way? We'll be out of your ward soon without any ruckus. Won't touch a hair of your precious womenfolk. Won't start any fights.
Willem didn't like these two at all. Obviously, they wouldn't have told him about the bats if he hadn't insisted, and he doubted that they would stop at the manor house. If their business was on the up and up, why had they behaved so secretively? However, he couldn't figure out any harm in distributing bats, and no one had lodged a complaint against the men for theft or any other wrongdoing. He had no right to detain them, other than that the whole setup stank, and probably no means of doing so, what with two against one and his sword, which he almost never used, hanging out of reach on Syrup.
"Well, gentlemen," Willem said reluctantly, taking off his cap and rubbing his hands through his hair, "I wish you good day and good fortune with your duties."
He remounted, silently vowing to keep eyes and ears on the pair while they traversed his ward, notify the peacekeeper in the next ward north, and send a note to Duke Naven. The Duke didn't respond, but he could have been travelling to one of his other estates. The wagon and the men moved on their way without incident, and Willem had other problems to keep him busy, such as Donegal stealing chickens, and a vicious quarrel between neighbours that led to serious injuries and threatened to blow up into a retaliatory feud. The strange travellers and their cargo receded from his memory.